Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, sorry to drag you out here.
Okay.
I'm Lauren. We're doing some other folks down here in Brooks, and that's why I was stopping by. It's, you know, you guys have True Green for the lawn?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is more like the structure of the home itself with the wasps that get up in the around the eaves here.
Uh-huh.
And the peaks. Do you guys see more of these in the front or the back of the home?
Well, I've seen some in the back. I haven't noticed some in the front.
Okay. We treat the structure of the home so the bugs aren't coming in the walls. Because
uh-huh.
That's what they do when the foundation starts to crack and settle.
Uh-huh.
And in the winter, of course,
right.
When it's cold, they come inside because it's warm inside, you know.
Right.
So we treat that foundation, windows and doors, and then up here, do you see wasps on the deck? Or what do you see where the wasps?
I don't ever see any wasps at all that are flying around here.
Okay, you said you saw a few in the back?
I've seen a wasp nest in the back before. I don't know if there are any out there
now. Okay. Because with those guys, we knock them down, even if they're up high.
Mm-hmm.
30-foot long brush, wipe all those down, so you're not mm-hmm. seeing them coming back as much.
Okay.
And then if they do come back in between, it would come out for free.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen any ants, what spiders, what kind of bugs have you seen on the...
Oh, yeah, the ants.
The little black ones, the little teeny ones?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what these guys were noticing, too. Where do you see them? Kitchen?
Back? Kitchen, mainly.
Do you mind if I show you how we flush them out so they're not in the kitchen? I'll show you real quick.
Okay.
And I'll just show you in the kitchen. We inject it into the walls there.
Honey? I'm going to come in here for a second and show us something.
Sorry, we're rearranging everything.
Yeah?
Sorry.
You're good. On the inside of the house where you get those ants in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
they're usually inside the walls.
Hey. You're not afraid or allergic to bugs?
No, I've got a few myself.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a happy one.
She? Yeah.
He's a happy one. So what we do inside... What we do inside is underneath the sink here, we inject some product into the walls where that pipe goes in the wall.
Right. Oh, I can't look at that. Sorry.
You're fine. Right where that pipe goes in the wall, we'll spray a little bit in there so it flushes them out. That way those ants that are in here takes care of those, and then outside we do that termite spray around the foundation to kill any ants outside. Because that's where they're coming from.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then the wasps you get in the back and in the front here, we have a big long pole, and we come every time we come out, we have that brush, we wipe everything down on the outside. So it knocks those down and kill the wasps there, so you're not having to worry about getting stung.
Okay, I have two things.
Yeah.
When you flush out those ants, are they going to come into the house?
Sometimes you might see a few that are coming out as they're dying. But they don't, it's not like they invade the house.
Okay.
They die usually inside the walls.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with the wasps and everything, I mean, mm-hmm. is that the same thing? Are they going to...
No, they're all outside.
Well, I haven't
seen any wasps, have you? Well, there's some over on that bush. Well, we have a nest somewhere.
Yeah, up in the peak there. Yeah, and if you have any in the back, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that... I mean, if you get wasps coming inside the walls on the inside, which doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, we haven't had that.
Good.
Happen.
Good. Sometimes when they do get underneath the eaves, sometimes they will come in through the attic.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen that often unless it's a huge infestation, you know. But these ones were, it's not too big yet. We can take care of that before.
Get
down, Kensley.
Before it gets big. And we have that 30-foot long pole that will knock it down for it before it gets any bigger.
Okay. I have a question. We have we have a problem with ants upstairs. So if you treat down here, does that affect the ones upstairs? Or?
We treat upstairs too. Usually they're only downstairs. But once you see them upstairs, you know that there's a bigger colony in the house. Because
mm-hmm.
where the walls are hollow here, they can travel upstairs. And they will travel upstairs if they run out of room downstairs.
Well, I think the problem is we have a cat that only... stays upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and we feed her in the bathroom.
Okay. I'm assuming they've just moved upwards, because they've been down here for a while, and they move up.
Yeah, because, well, actually, we didn't have that problem until we got the cat.
Okay.
Which was a year ago.
Okay. And so in that case here, we are also...
Kidding,
okay, sorry.
Sure.
We would also treat in the upstairs bathroom too. Yeah. No extra. I mean, we just make sure that you're all taken care of.
Now, how does that affect the pets?
It's fine. Same things they use in like the Frontline Flea products. Same kind of ingredients. Mm-hmm. So very safe. And when we put it in the walls, it's not even close to the pets.
Okay.
So, and then if you'd like, we can also do... Well, it's included for free if you want.
Can you just turn that?
Yeah, we can also do tick treatments in the lawn. She likes to be petted, doesn't
she? Yes,
she's
attention demanding.
Yeah, you're pretty dark. Yeah, and that way.
Okay, well that True Green does.
Okay.
They already do that.
Okay, yeah, but it'd also help with the ants.
Okay.
Because with the ants coming in. With the ants coming in from the outside.
So you treat the perimeter? Mm-hmm. Is that what you do? Okay.
The perimeter, the lawn for the ants, the spider webs in the garage, in here, the wasps. Pretty much, I'll show you the pictures of the different bugs, but pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we figure, my brother's the owner, and so we figure if we're doing a couple of houses here, if we can do a few more, we can do it for a lot cheaper since we're already here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you located?
My brother started in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania, and we also got an office in Jackson. It's about an hour from here, and in Plainsboro.
Oh.
So it is a bit of a drive.
I'm just trying to start this area.
Yeah. So while we're here, we do a few more and make it worth the drive. But we can keep it a lot cheaper for you
mm-hmm.
while we're doing that. Generally, it would be around $195 just to come out for one family. We're doing it for $105. And then it guaranteed, so it's every 3 months. It's every 3 months. And then anytime in between, if you still see the ants coming back, we'll come out for free.
So it's every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $105.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you this contract. It doesn't have any bug pictures.
Okay.
So.
Wait, let me get my glasses.
Okay. How old is the dog?
She's 5.
She's pretty. I had a German short hair pointer.
Oh.
Really friendly, just like this one.
Won't you lose her really
yeah.
recently?
Yeah. Kidney disease.
Oh. That's tough.
Yeah. She got diabetes, something like that. But, so what we do, this first month we come out in July, and that we can get rid of most of the adults then. And we
mm-hmm.
come back and knock out the eggs that have hatched in that same month in August. And then November and February, the ants, they come inside the walls when it's warm in here and it's cold outside. So we do powder treatments in the winter. And then May, everything's hatching. All the different bugs are hatching in the spring. So that's how the whole program works for the year. And then anytime in between, we'll come out and spray for free if you have any recurring problems.
Typically they show up.
Yeah.
And does that affect the spiders too?
Yeah, the spiders leave because they don't have as many bugs to eat.
Oh.
Yeah, and then with the spider webs outside, we wipe them out, so that if they can rebuild, they can rebuild the spider web. But after a while, they don't have any bugs to eat, and so a lot of people see a big reduction in spiders. Because do you see more spiders inside or outside?
I don't know. In the basement sometimes.
Yeah.
And every once in a while I've already, you know, come across a couple of them upstairs.
Yeah.
They
follow the other bugs.
Oh, because of the ants, okay.
Yeah. So in the garage we'd take that brush and wipe down the corners for spider webs and spray around the foundation for spiders too.
And most people tolerate this? Because, I mean, we have, you know, some asthmatic problems and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Very safe. Okay. Same stuff they use in restaurants, hospitals. Very, very, very safe. We don't fume. No fumes in the house.
Oh, okay.
No fumes. Yeah.
You
want to give it a shot when we...
Actually, I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Now, we don't have to... Did I see something there that said like 560 or something?
So it's not 105 for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
It's every time we come out.
Yeah. But I mean, do we don't have to pay this right at once,
nope.
do we?
No, okay. They're just paying in installments. Mm-hmm. Is that the way you'd like to do it?
Yeah.
You can get 5% off if you pay the whole, or you can pay in installments. Mm-hmm. You're going to do it that way? Okay. Let me get your name and address.
Because I was when you were here earlier, I noticed that, you know, I hadn't heard of your company, but since you're out of Pennsylvania, I guess that's why.
Yeah. And, well, actually, we are here in New Jersey, but it's a smaller company. Mm-hmm. We don't advertise on the radio and the, you know, TV.
Okay. How long has your brother had this business?
I think this is his sixth year. Yeah. Before that, he worked with, you know, Orkin Pest Control.
Yes.
He worked with them in Texas. And also in Portland. And then he started this company here.
Oh, okay.
He's figured, I'm just going to start on my own.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So this will affect the termites as well? I mean, it's a termite protection?
No, termites is actually a couple $1,000 treatment where they drill into the walls and pump it full.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a totally different thing.
Oh, okay.
But we use a special spray that sometimes they use for termites, and that's for ants.
Okay.
But it's really, we use it because it's really good for ants.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, and the ants can't smell it. They don't know it's there. Just like, mm-hmm. but, and that's applied on the outside of the house.
Okay.
So, okay, what is your name?
It's Susanna, S-U-S-A-N-A.
Last name?
Stevens with a V.
Number 6?
Mm-hmm. Brooks Road. It's 057.
Okay. And primary and secondary phone number?
Okay. It's 856-439-1476.
Okay. Secondary?
And then, 609-760-2875.
Okay. And we'll do that on Thursday about 11, between 11 and 1. Will that be okay for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Between 11 and 1, yeah.
Okay. Fine. It'll take about 10 minutes inside and then about 35, 40 minutes outside.
Where inside will you need to be then?
Kitchen, bathrooms, basement. And then make sure you tell them that you're seeing them upstairs too. Actually, I'll write that down. Because usually we only treat downstairs, but if they're upstairs, you need to treat that too.
Now, the basement is full.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a problem?
We just do right around the sump pump area.
Okay, sump pump's in that corner closet.
Would you?
The other sump pump is inaccessible.
Just the accessible points, yeah. That'd be probably good enough. Thursday's July 19th, I believe.
So who will this be then?
That's coming to spray?
Mm-hmm.
Either Casey or Greg.
Okay.
I grew up with Greg. He's a great kid.
Okay.
And I met Casey a while back. He's a really nice kid too.
Okay.
So. Yeah, and you can be here while we're spraying. Just make sure the dog's inside while we're doing outside.
Okay.
So.
And what is there a problem if she's inside while you're doing inside?
No, because it goes straight in the walls.
Okay.
Yeah. I do chemistry. I'm doing a pre-dental.
Okay, where?
I haven't started yet. I'm doing my pre-dental program at Utah State University.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
My family lives in Utah.
Really? Which part?
They live in Tooele, which is about half an hour. Is that south of Salt Lake?
Yeah, that's where my sister-in-law's from.
West.
Is that right?
Yeah, my brother's wife is from that area.
Oh, okay.
So, that's cool. But anyways, so I've been studying chemistry, and I learned about the pesticides, and it's actually very, very safe. It only affects insects. They have an enzyme in their body that takes it, but any kind of a mammal, it doesn't affect them.
Oh, okay.
Because we have these oxisomes in our body that totally obliterate it, so it's gone. So, very, very, very safe. So, how long have they been in Utah? Is it a...
Well, they're not even from there. They've been there about 20 years. They seem to like it. Everybody, they all ended up there. They kept wondering why we weren't moving out there.
So the rest of the family's kind of migrated there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Are they Mormons?
No. Catholics?
Cool.
So unless you're a Mormon, be prepared. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because are you Mormon?
I am Mormon, yes.
Okay. Because I know that was, they have a hard time, you know.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because I actually went to the university there, and I said, I'm a practicing Catholic. Oh, yeah, but you still need the lesson. Well, no, that's quite all right. I'm okay with that. But, you can't blame them for trying. Yeah. Catholics do the same thing.
Yeah,
so.
Everybody does. Yeah, you want to share what you believe, you know. But that's cool.
But I mean, they're very happy out there, and the people are great.
Yeah,
they're really nice people, and of course the country is just gorgeous. I mean, it's so diverse. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous.
From the north to the south, west and east, it's all completely different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really pretty. One thing they don't have is the trees that you guys have here, though.
Yes, that's true.
They don't have the trees. So, okay.
She sees a reflection from my glasses. Oh. And she's a reflection freak.
Yeah.
You silly girl.
Okay. Let's see. I just need to get your... So it's automatic Visa MasterCard to Discover, but it's not charged until after the spraying is done. Do you have that with you right now?
Okay.
Grab that from you.
So we give you the information, but they don't charge it until they've come to do the service.
Yeah, 2 to 3 days after, so probably Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You have it off the top of your head?
Do you want to put it on American Express? Or?
We don't do Amex.
Oh, we don't do Amex. That's the only one I have memorized.
They have good benefits.
Do you have a card?
Yeah, well, I'll leave this with you.
Okay.
And this will have my name and our phone number and all the contact information and also the time of the service.
Okay.
So, my name's Lauren. And here's our contact info. So, while he's grabbing that, could I get your signatures right here and right here? That's cool that your sister, you said?
Well, my dad passed away last year, so but both my parents, I actually was raised in Europe, and my parents moved back, but they had been in Europe so long that they really didn't know where to go, and my dad's sister lived in Tooele, and so she said, well, while you're figuring it out, why don't you just rent a place here and see what happens, and then they bought a house and everybody moved out there. It was very, very strange.
That's cool.
But I had, because I was, raised in Europe, my parents, when I went to university back here, they wanted me to be somewhere where I knew somebody, so I went to the University of Utah in Salt Lake, I only went for one semester there because I went back to Germany. I was really homesick.
Yeah? You grew up in Germany then?
France and Germany.
Okay. Yeah. Do you speak French? Do you speak French and German? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
My sister, so you know about Mormon missions?
Yes. Have you already done yours?
Uh-huh. I was in Thailand. And my sister was in France.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. So she really loved it over there.
That's good.
Okay.
That must have been an experience.
Yeah, it was.
In Thailand.
Yeah. Really, well, it's about the same weather as here in Thailand.
Yeah.
North and then the northeast and also in Bangkok. So pretty much the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I've been to Bangkok before.
Yeah? It's a great place. Yeah. Let me grab the number.
4388. This is Visa.
Okay.
5400. 2354. 5014.
5014? Mm-hmm. Did I look correct?
5400. 2351. 5014. Yep.
Okay. Expiration?
315.
And the card holder.
Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, B, like boy, Stevens.
Okay. Let's get your initials, Harvey. Do you ever make it back to Germany? or France?
Yes, actually, we go, not Germany so much, but we get back to England and France all the time.
Nice.
Several times a year, yeah.
I'd like to go visit there. I hear that right now is a prime time to visit, just because the prices are kind of depressed with the economy.
Well, in comparison to what they were, yeah. It's still expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's absolutely worth going. It's gorgeous, and it's just a different pace of life altogether.
Yeah. What are airline tickets like over there?
Well, I don't know what round trips are running. What about?
Well, you might get $1,200.
Okay.
Or even sometimes, you know, if they have a special going on, it's like $850.
Okay, that's about what it's like to go to Thailand. I'm going to Thailand in 6 months, December. I can go back and visit again. So after that, maybe I'll save up.
So you obviously liked it.
Yeah. After that, maybe I'll save up for Europe.
That's it. Well, it's definitely worth getting to, because it is. I mean, it's an experience.
Cool. Well, it's nice to meet you, ma'am.
It's nice meeting you. And when do you head out there for school?
Well, I'll be here until the third week of August, and then I'll go back. I've got 2 more years there, and then I'll be in dental school. So, another 8 years.
Yeah. Well, but that too will be worth it, though.
Yeah, I like school. It's not bad.
Well, that's our son just graduated from Drexel, and they're a 5-year program, because they do the co-op, you know, so they go through summer. So he hasn't had a summer off.
Dental?
No, he's
okay.
He did IT.
Okay.
But, so he's actually had taken this month off,
you know,
and has really been enjoying it. But and as he said, I've been going to school since I was 4, you know.
Yeah, and once you're done, it's just go straight into work. So you got to enjoy it while you're at it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, be here.
It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
And good luck with school. And so Casey or Greg will be here on Thursday.
Yeah.
Between 11 and 1.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
And our number's there at the top, so if you have any questions, you just give us a call and we'll be sure to help you.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
You have a good one.
Bye-bye. Evening.
Hey, Brad. Make sure you bleep out the credit card number on that one.